Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, at the start of the program, I mentioned Colin Farrell, and I mentioned him, you know, talking about crunching of cornflakes. And I got a message which surprised me from a man called Joe Conlon. He's from At The Boy, and he sent me a picture of Colin on top of a horse. And he says, one of the nicest men. It was my pleasure to work with him in Ballycasangel. I had to get Joe on the line. He's on the line now. Joe, how are you getting on?
Hello, Sinead. How are you?
Great to have you on the programme. Talk to me about this. You were in. You used to work with Colin before he became the super mega star that he is now.
I was, indeed. That picture I sent you was actually his first ever appearance, I think, in a film or TV series.
Wow.
The storyline was that he was in trouble in Talla, and he came across the Wicklow Mountains on a horse to go to visit his uncles that lived in Ballykay. And to stay with him, and that was the start with Birdie Sweeney, his uncle Amy. And he arrived across the Dublin Mountains or the Wicklow Mountains on a horse, and that was the first time he appeared in Ballykay.
I love it. So talk to me about your work there. You did kind of everything on Ballykay.
Well, you say it was in the camera department, but with Ballykay, it was just one big happy family. So if they needed you for a walk-in part, or you needed you walking down the streets of Avoca, which was Ballykay, or they needed you in a church scene, you were just drafted in. There was no... Everyone was drafted in. Now, when the bus come into town in the morning, across the bridge into Ballykay, it was me that was driving the bus, although I was in the camera department.
So, I love it. So they had you doing everything.
I think I got a job too driving the Mickleery one day. That
Brilliant.
Was when Colin went missing with Dylan's daughter in the Dublin Mountains. They went off hiking for a day and they got caught in a storm, and there was a search out for them, and Dylan was going to kill him when he got him, and this sort of that. So I brought them back into Ballykay in the lorry. They were
Brilliant.
Coming back in. So it was the Mickleery comes around the corner and they get out of the Mickleery. So it was me that was driving the Mickleery. But he was an absolute star to work with. He was beautiful to work with. He was absolutely. No matter what, I think the funniest thing I remember was there was supposed to be a tax coming in on sheep. And the uncle got the impression that they could be counted from a satellite. So he put these boxes out in the field with bits of fur over them to make them look like sheep, because he was claiming for so many head of sheep and he hadn't got them. So there was one part of the series where he had to catch sheep, and he had about six in a pen, but it was Colin's job to catch the sheep, to mark them. But he had no clue how to catch a sheep. So I was born kind of in the countryside, so I knew how to catch a sheep. So I spent about an hour trying to teach him how to grab it by the leg and turn it over and catch it.
I love this.
Brilliant.
So,
brilliant.
Like, talk about the glamour of, you know, on set, you know, stuff with Colin Farrell, teaching him how to catch a sheep.
There was no glamour about it. But he was a lovely man to work with. No matter what you suggest, he'd listen.
Very good.
You know, and he'd say, we'll have a go. Because there was one part there where a tree fell on Dylan's house. And, of course, himself and Dylan were friends by this time. We'd go with Dylan's daughter. And a tree fell in a storm. And then we took the tree off the house and cut it up. And we burned it in the front lawn. And we started dancing around the weird music. Well, in the scene, I'm dancing with Colin Farrell around the tree.
They're
on the fire. So
that is such a cool claim to fame. And, like, you know, did you know back then, working with him in Ballycasangel, that he was going to be a megastar, that he was headed for greatness? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because, you know, he was such a nice man. He couldn't go. The only one way he could go was up, because everyone would take to him. You know, there was nothing about him that had put you off. He was just very amiable. He was a lovely lad to talk to. When people would go off to canteens and wouldn't mix with the rest of the crew, he'd stay with the crew.
That's brilliant.
Because when we were in Ardmore Studio filming, you know, there was Frank's Bar in Ardmore, and the crew used to go upstairs in Frank's bar, and the actors and I usually went to the private place to have their lunch. Colin would come upstairs with the rest of us.
Brilliant. So he was so down to earth and humble and everything. That is a fantastic story. And you've sent me some brilliant pictures behind the scenes here of not just Colin, but you've got Neil Tobin there. You've got the production crew as well. Someone getting their makeup done, the whole lot. You've got great memories, obviously, of this.
I have, because I was doing the camera department. I was doing the stills. But it was the policy in Noëlette Buckley during what they call a turnaround in the film, where you change the camera from one side to the other. If they were going away in one scene and then they're coming up in the next scene. During the turnaround, there were a lot of tourists there and evoke looking and watching. And there was a policy of Noëlette for me to take the picture with the topper board. It was one of the actors, and they always were sent the picture.
Yeah.
You know, she'd make sure, get their name and address, we'll send them that. Get their name and address. Could be in America, it could be Turkey, it could be anywhere.
But it was
a family thing. It was brilliant. One of the best productions I'd say in this country.
And did you work on anything else, Joe? Was Ballykay your main sort of thing?
I worked in Cry Before Dawn and The General and a few things like that.
The General as well? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
With Brendan Gleeson?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's gas to think that these two stars are there now, you know, getting their well-deserved awards at the Golden Globe. I mean, it's fantastic for you to be able to say that you worked alongside them.
I think Cry Before Dawn had Sam Ross and Mia Farrow in it.
Yes.
It was made for Hollywood, it was made over here. But Sam Morrison, when I seen his, you get a call sheet when you go to work on a film and you know who's in it, who's not in it. And I seen this guy, Sam Morrison, 8 Academy Awards for The Killing Fields, and I said, this is going to be a nightmare. This is going to be a nightmare. This guy's going to have guards around him and security and everything. Couldn't work with a nicer fella.
Wow.
Absolute gentleman. Mia Farrow the same. No limousines, gone on set, no nothing. She'd walk on to set, she'd go from the makeup of the set was 300 yards away, 500 yards away, she'd walk. You know, you meet lonely people, but then you meet some snobs too. But anyway.
That's a story for another day, Joe. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's been just lovely chatting to you. Thank you so, so much for sending me those pictures and for sharing.
Now I'm retired now and that, and I just remember them, and I remember them fondly because they were lovely people, you know?
Yeah.
And they're still on my friends list. I think I've still had the phone number of some of them. But I don't bother ringing them. I might send them a text.
Oh, Joe, listen, we might have to have a chin wag about having phone numbers for famous celebrities. Fantastic.
I'll send you the call sheets off Ballykay.
And you know what? They're great to treasure. They're great to treasure all those lovely mementos. Absolutely fantastic. It's been lovely chatting to you, Joe. Thank you so much.
To you, Sinead. And I must say, a fabulous programme you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Thanks a million. And look, you're welcome back to share any memories anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sinead. And thank you, your listeners. All the best.
Thanks a million. Joe Conlon there. What a lovely guy. What great stories he has about Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, working with them all before they became huge megastars. That was a surprise on the show for today. Thank you so much to Joe there.